As said before, every behemah gas also, if it has a broken leg, that you do not do work with it, there's no gzera. But otherwise, not like a Yehuda, could be an ari, chaya gasa would be also b'chol mokam. Ravashi says, stam ari, shavru eitzom locha. No, this ari is different than a chaya gasa. An ari, a line, does not do work. So therefore, without the issa that it does damage, that's nezik l'rabim, it would be permissible to sell it to an akum, because we're not afraid the guy would do malacha on Shabbos. An ari does not do work. Mace, we have a question on this. It says, kishem shein moichrim lehem behem lagasa, kachein moichrim lehem chayagasa. It says clearly that the same mitzvah that applies to the Hemagasa, we're afraid maybe the Yakim will do work with it on Shabbos, the same thing applies to a Chayagasa, to a big Chaya. V'yafilu b'mokim sh'morchim lehem b'hem adako, Chayagasa ain't morchim lehem. Is tiyufta the Rav? It's a clear question against Rav. Here it says clearly, even in a place that we're not choshed for a via, that you're allowed to sell a b'hem adako, but still, the same way it's also a behemagasa, the same way a chayagasa is also. So it's not like Rav. Rav said a chayagasa has the same halacha like a behemadaka. So, tiyufta the Rav Chonin Barov, it's a question of Chonin Barova. Tiyufta, it's a good question. Here's mashm clearly that a chayagasa has the same halacha like a behemagasa. And it's also to sell it b'chomokam. Ravina Rami Masnisa Nabraisa. He asked the question from a Mishnah to a Braisa, Omishani, and he answered, Tanan, it learns like this, learns in our Mishnah, Ein Moichrun Lehen Dubin via Royois. It's also to sell to them big bears and lions. For Loi Koldov Vishesh Banezah the Rabbin. Anything that can do harm to the Rabbin. So time, what's the reason of the Mishnah? The Yispe Nezik, only because it's harmful, could do damage, it's dangerous. For Lespe Nezik, let's say it be a tamed one, a calm one, it does not do any harm, then Moichrin, you're allowed to sell this chayagasa to an animal. So that's what's mashma for now, Mishnah. And now this Ramin will have a question. It says in the Braisa we just learned that kishayim shein Moichrin behem agasa, the same way it's forbidden to sell a behem agasa because we're afraid of malacha, kach ein Moichrin chayagasa, the same isra applies to a chayagasa, wild chaya. And the afilu b'mokam shemorchim behem adaka, even in a place that's permissible to sell a behem adaka, that the goyim were not afraid that they'll have revia with their own animals, still, chayagas ain moichrin. You're not allowed to sell a chayagasa, because the chayagas has a locha like a behemah, that it does malacha. So the same way we have the gzera, the goy will do malacha with an animal, he'll do with a chaya. So it's a steer, it's a question on our Mishnah. So my answer is a mishani, v'yari shavur v'alib with Rabbi Yehuda. Again, the same thing as before, that the Mishnah is talking about a lion that has a broken leg. So therefore, malacha he would not do. But mashma, dangerous, he's still dangerous though. The Mishnah's mashma only because it's dangerous. If it would not be dangerous, it would be mutter. Where it's not dangerous doesn't only mean the tamed one, but it means one that has a broken leg. So that's the reason why you cannot do damage. It's not harmful. It has a broken leg. So the same sfar applies to work. Such an ari cannot do any malacha. Therefore, there's no gzeri allowed to sell it. But a healthy ari, could be any healthy ari, is also to sell to an akum, even though it's tamed. Because if it's tamed, we're also afraid maybe you'll do malacha. Again, Ravashi Yoma know that Stam Ari Shavaru ate some malacha. That Stam Ari is considered like a broken leg pertaining to work, because nobody works with an ari. That's the head that the sale, if you have a tamed ari, even though it's not healthy, it will be permissible to sell to an akum, because they do not do work with it. What do they have it for? I don't know. For a stam? Maskiv law, Rav Nachman. Nachman asked the question. Man Leimelon, who told you the ari chayigasahi? Who told you that an ari, a lion, is considered a chayigasah? Dilma chayadaki. Not every ari is so big. They start out to be small. They're like a little bit bigger than a dog, maybe. So who told you it's considered like a big bear? Maybe an ari, a lion, is called a chayadaka. And therefore, it's permissible to sell it. That's John the Braisa. And that's John our Mishnah also. I mean, that's John our Mishnah. That the only reason why it's forbidden is because it's dangerous. Because it does nezek the rabbin. but if not for the nezek rabim, it would be permissible to sell an ari. You know why? Because it's a chaya daka. Who said it's called a gasa? Yeah. Samur says, Ravashi dayik masnisin umoysif tiyufta. Ravashi was madayik from a braisa, and he asked a question like this. Tanan, masnis from the Mishnah. Tanan, not in our Mishnah, ein moichrum hem dubin via rois. You're not going to sell to the Yakum, not bears and not lions. For loy called over shesh b'nezeg rab, anything that's dangerous to the rab. So again, time, what's the reason that's given? The is b'nezeg, because it's dangerous, it could do harm to the rabbin. For less b'nezeg, but if it's not dangerous, if it's a tamed one, then moichrin, then it'll be permissible. Now, the time, what's the reason? Only ari distam, ari shavur eitzum locha. That's Ravashi Svara. That stam and ari, even though it's healthy, but it does not do work. It's called shavur eitzum locha. Nobody uses a lion to do work with. Aval midi achrini, the mashmi, anything else that you do work with, the avidi melocha, loy, it'd be also to sell to an akin. If so, Tiyufta, the Rav Chonin, Barava, Tiyufta. There's also a question on Rav Chonin, Barava. That he wanted to say that a Chaya Gasa is like a Behema Daka. That's permissible to sell. Here the Diyakis know that a Chaya Gasa is considered like a Behema Gasa. That the Yisra flies. Now, the Chaya Gasa, Miyos Mai Melocha Avda. So it's only a question now, does a lion do work or not? But we're making a diik though, mashma other chaya gasas, they do work. The question is, who said so? What type of a work do you do with a chaya gasa? Sumara says, yes, Omer Abaya, Omali Mar Yehuda. Mar Yehuda told me that the Vey Mar Yechne, I heard from the house of Yechne, that Tachni Rechayim the Arudi. They used to use their millstone there, their grinder, Tachni Rechayim the Arudi, with a wild donkey. The Arudi, that's called a Rashi's Chamor Habar, a wild donkey, which were big ones, and that's called a Chayigasa. So you see that people did work with a Chayigasa. Therefore it's good, the first Braisa, that a Chayigasa has the locha like a Behemagasa, that it's also to sell a Chayigasa, wild donkey, to an Akum. Omer Rab Zera, Ki Havinon Bei Rav Yehuda. When I was by Rav Yehuda's house, Rav Yehuda's place, oh my Lord, he told me like this. I learned this halacha from a great person. Rashi brings down Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud from both Rav and Shmuel. He learned by both of them. So he's saying, oh, but this halacha he heard from one of these two, from a great person, Shmili. I did not remember though, I forgot from which Rebbe I learned this from. Either from Rav or from Shmuel. They said like this. Chaya gaso, big chaya, harei kibay madaka lepirchus. It has look like a behem madaka, that if you make a shchita, you have to make sure it moves around afterwards. It stretches out and brings back its leg. Otherwise, it was the masakenis of Yitrefa. That's what I heard first. That it has look like a behem madaka for pirchus. Ki asoyi lekurkani, when I came to this place, kurkanoi, he's sitting and telling me, Mishmei de Shmuel, name of Shmuel, like this, that Chaya Gasa Arei Kibbehei Madak LePirchus. He told me over this halacha, the name of Shmuel. He says, so I mean, now I hear and understand, Shema Amina Mishmei de Shmuel Itma. I learned this over in the name of Shmuel. Shmuel's the one that told me this halacha. Yeah. Ki Yosu L'Surah, when I came to Surah, Ashkatai L'Rabba Bar Yimya, I found Rabba Bar Yimya, the Yosef was sitting, Okom Alei Mishmei the Rav. He said, oh, but the same Allah again, in the name of Rav, that he said, Chayigas, the Rekib, Eim Adak, Lepirchus. He said, so I'm stuck now. I mean, and now I think to say, Shmamina, Itma, Mishmei the Rav, Itma, Mishmei the Shmuel, and both, I hear now that I heard from both of them. They both agree on the same halacha that a chaya gas is like a bein medak lepirchus. Ki salikis lasim, when I went up to Eretz Yisrael, ashkachtiyo l'Rav Asi, I found Rav Asi. The Yosef Kama, he was sitting down and saying like this, Omer Rav Kama Bagruya, Mishmei the Rav, the name of Rav, chaya gas arei ki bein medak lepirchus. Again, said over the name of Rav, that behemah daka is like a chaya gas, like a behemah daka for pirchas. It has to move its leg back and forth after shechita. Is Amri leis? I said to him, "Loi savol omar the man mora the shmeiter rabbi by Yirmiyo." Don't you agree that it was Rabbi by Yirmiyo that said over this halacha that he was the one that said over the name of Rav? Sakim is saying it over now the name of Rav Chama bar Guria. So Mora says, "Amalei pasi uchmi like a black pot, pasi uchma black pot." So Rashi says it's a shvach, it's a praise. Rashi says kli shofar, it's a black kli. K'mayhani p'susia de be'michsia uchmi shanishtachra de malachim comes black through work. Kleima meant to say gamata roga b'tada b'tara. You also learn an abundance of Torah. K'may mikaisle beschanika shepach miyata. It's like a muscle to say, like he's black, he works so hard. Here also, you learn so much Torah, so that's why you say this. In other words, mean to say the Gemara, minoi uminoch tistayim shmaitato. That from me and you, from both of us, it came out of both of us. It's true. We both are teaching this in the name of Rav. So both of us are saying over this halacha in the name of Rav that a chaya gasa has a halacha like a behemah daka at least for pirus. If my name is going to talk to this, Omer Rav Zeira, Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Bar Yirmiya, Omer Rav Chama Bar Guri, both of them are saying this. Omer Rav name of Rav, that Chayigas Arei Kevei Matak Lepirchas. They all at least say over this much, that Lepirchas, for sure Chayigas has to move back and forth after the Shechita. Now the Mishnah says, Ein Boin, it's also to build with them a base Mishpat. A house where they'll judge people and they'll kill people there. Omar Rabba Baba Khanam Rabbi Yechanan. Gimel the Sequoia Sein. There are three types of Sequoias, means these big, fancy houses. Shamal Chavim. One is for Goyish King. The Shamach Tsois. One is for the bathhouse. The Shaloit Royce. One is for the warehouse where they store the gold and silver of the king. Treasure house. So Omar Rava. Basely have to be Echel Yisr. Two of them is permissible for a Jew to help build, and only one is also. The sim, what's the sim, which one is also for the melech, that there he makes it for his base mishpat, it says, lesser malchayim bezikim, that they tie up the malachim, the kings, so mashal malchayim by the kings, there it's also, to help them build their besokoyis, because they use it for a base mishpat. Vika the army, some say yama rova, kulam lehetim, all of them are permissible. Ah, your Tanan says now Mishnah ain't boinim imoyim b'silki garde mitzvah ubima. It says it's also to build for them a silki. So Gemara says ain't must be like this. Shell gardum v'shel istadia v'shel bima. In other words, stam a silki could be mutter. Stam a silki maybe just a big palace. Our Mishnah means if they use this palace for the purpose of a gardum. To make their base mishpat where they'll kill people. If they're using the silky for a bima or for an itzdiya, then it's forbidden. But just a regular silky, just a nice big building, that would be permissible to build even for a king. Tana Rabbon, Bryce Lama this, Kishenitfes Rebeleza Leminus, that they once caught Rebeleza, the Minus, means the Minim, they caught Rebeleza. Rashi says, Minim Tafsu Lechayf Lavazgachavim. The Minas once caught Reb Loza and took him to try and force him to be Eved Avodah Zarah. As if to say, if not, we'll kill you. They took him to Mishpat. Is Helu Lagardim Ladin? So of course he refrained and said, no, I will not worship the Avodah Zarah. So they took him up to the Gardim, to this base of Mishpat, to have him killed. Is Omelo Yaisa Hegman? So at the base of Gardim, the judge there, the final judge, to give him the sentence to be killed or not, said to him like this, Hegmon, you old person, Oysa Hegmon, said to me this, Zokin, you old person, of Leza, Shekhmoyska, an old person like you, Yasik, Bitzvorim, Vitalim, Alolu, are you Isaac just in learning Torah, these foolish things? That's what you're wasting your time on. Some Allah, of Leza, answered back to him, Neman Olai Hadayin, I like what the Dayan is telling me, I believe the Dayan, I accept what the Dayan is saying. So Kesavar, this Hegmon, this judge thought, he's saying it upon me that he's accepting, he's agreeing with what I'm saying, that I'm wasting, that he's wasting his time learning the Torah. So if so, he'll soon see he freed him. But really, Reb Lez only said it, He only meant to say, "Can I get a Kodesh Baruch Hu? I'm still Nem and I'm still trustworthy to Hashem." But Omar Loi, this Hegmar, this judge says, "Hoyu v'yamanti olecho, since you're trusting me, you're listening to what I'm telling you, is Demos Potter Ato. I'll give a judgment. Demos of the judgment should be that you are freed." Rashi Tosfos says, "Pirus Barachmei Abayzik Chavim." Shaloi Nishba, much also like that. Demas Rashi says, "He hoists a shame, Yerosev Nishba Bo." He like swore in the name of his Avodah Zarah to free him. So Demas Poterato. So he was freed, he went back home. Kishabola Vesim, when Abelezer came back home, Nichnasu Tamidav Etzla Lenachmoy. His Tamidim came to try and appease him. So he went through a hard time, he was almost killed, they want to appease him. But like Kibbalalov Tachnunim, he did not accept appeasement. He still felt bad. He must have done something wrong. Why this punishment came to him? Amar Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said to him, "His Talmud Rabbi Akiva, Rebbe, Tarshini loyma dav rechem mima shilmaratonu. Please give me permission. Tarshini, let me say something to you of the things that you taught us." Amar Loi. So the Rebbe of Lezer said, "Okay, Emor, tell me." Amar Loi said to him like this, "Rebbe, Shema maybe minus boliotcho. Maybe you heard a pshat, something good from a min." From somebody that's over the Avodah Zarah, and Vahanach, and you liked what he said. Vahanach, right? You enjoyed it. Rashi says,